Hi, my name is Dr. Sarah Spoward, and I am here today with the Law of Attraction Radio Network and the Happiness Learned Show, which I'm considering changing the name to Compassion-Based Happiness, because so much of what I see really is about our love and understanding our compassion towards ourselves and others in terms of our happiness. So I just wanted to say the Law of Attraction Radio Network is the number one station for information and knowledge on the Law of Attraction. And my show is meant to teach you concrete, tangible ways to increase your happiness and well-being in an easy and comprehensible way. This is based off of things I've learned that part of our mastery over our life is our inner world, our inner experience, and that we can be happy and do well. It's not exactly regardless of circumstances. It's sort of like in spite of circumstances. Doesn't mean you don't continue to try to keep changing things, but you can still be happy in spite of whatever's going on. And that is a type of incredible mastery over yourself and your life. So, a little more about me. I'm the author of the Handbook for Global Mental Health. I've also written a book called You Are Love, The Discovery of Happiness, and a chapter in a textbook called A Path to Happiness. And that was with a no Nobel Prize nominated editor, and I'm currently working on another book. Been going back and forth on the name, but I'm thinking it's going to be called Love Story. So, if you're wondering why my focus on love so much is because I've found that love and aspects of it are key components to happiness. So, and I don't mean romantic love, I mean a sort of a practical, applied love. And many aspects of life. Some other things about me, I have my own private practice for mental health therapy, and I'm a licensed mental health therapist. I also do energy healing, hypnotherapy, meditation, and compassion-based mindfulness coaching. I also teach psychology and global health at the University of South Florida. And I'm actively involved in humanitarian projects in Tanzania, Gambia, Mali, and Afghanistan. And I've worked in most of those countries in the past. And I finishing my second doctorate and a third master's degree. So I'm only saying these things to try to point out that this stuff really does work. Maybe not in the way you imagined that it's like, okay, I'm gonna get all my dreams come true, like a wish list, but it's more that you get to a place of healing and wholeness in yourself. And then that flows out from you into your world. And it's from the inside first, that you really start to see the transformation. So what I wanted to talk about today is the issue of surrender and love. It's a funny thing with the law of attraction because if you are resisting, fighting, pushing for something, well, that's not exactly surrender. If we can kind of get ourselves out of the way and our resistance out of the way, then by surrendering, or you could also say being in harmony or peace with what is, things will come into your life. When you have that energy of fighting, pushing, resisting, it tends to bring more of that. So, another way of looking at this is love. So, if you have a hard time wrapping your mind around this idea of letting go or surrender, you can also think from the lens of love. And if you can find things that you can love, it can help to also bring different things into your life that are very powerful. So this is essential because if you're using the law of attraction just to bring more and more into your life or manifest certain things you think you want, It can create a phenomenon of called the hedonistic treadmill, which is basically no matter how much you have or what you have, it's never enough, and you're never feeling whole and at peace. And one of the greatest parts or greatest aspects of happiness is a feeling of wholeness and inner peace. With the hedonistic treadmill, what it is whatever you have, it feels great at first, but then you adapt and then you want the next thing. And then if you get it, then you adapt. And there can be, on top of it, once you get it, the fear of losing it, anxiety about maintaining it, fear you won't get something else. And so there can be sort of the strange fear that comes along with whatever you end up receiving. And that also causes stress. So ultimately, nothing is actually enough or can be enough to sustainably fill the void that you may be feeling. But a shift in your perspective, a shift in your inner world will fill that void. This can come through surrender, through letting go, with being at peace or sense of wholeness with what is. And when you do that, you can really connect with something bigger than yourself through yourself. So, what is surrender here? What I mean by surrender is that it refers to letting go of the ego or your small I, your small self, and getting yourself out of the way. There's a reason that so many religions in the world have preached this concept of getting yourself out of the way or the ego. But the ego is so tricky that you don't even know it's running the show unless you start to detach from it. So mindfulness can be very powerful with that. If you can take a moment every day just to try to observe yourself a little more, it helps to create more and more distance between the ego and the observer or your consciousness. So eventually you start to see, oh, I am not this ego self. That's more just patterns. That's more just the small I perspective. Okay, so the law of attraction and the ability to create reality and manifest, it comes from passion, joy, simplicity, and desire, and it comes from true love and a true heart. It doesn't come from logic and thinking. Everything I've ever manifested in my life or brought into my life, and there's been some really cool things, I gotta say, some unique things, very interesting, very unique experiences. I'm very blessed. I feel like I've had a very interesting life. But it all comes from a sense of love, a sense of being at peace, and just loving what is, and connection as well to things that you care about. So the most powerful way to create is to understand this term co-creation. This is something that gets thrown around a lot as well, like the word ego. Co-creation, I like to think of it as there is the little me, little I, and then there's the big I or big me. What I mean by that is there is my own, like a flashlight, you could say. It's like my own consciousness. It's like a light from a flashlight. You could say that's my consciousness. And then there's the bigger overall consciousness, which you could say is like sunlight, which just fills up everything. So there's both. If I only focus on my own little ray of perspective, well, that is limiting. It has value and worth, but it's limited. If I only focus on this big, expansive one, I'm kind of missing out on the experience of my individual perspective. So co-creation means being at peace with the blend of. It's like I hear this in different cultures. Si Dios quiere, in Spanish, it means if God wants, or Inshallah, in Arabic, it means in God. What that means is partly, yes, it's you have your thing you want, but then it also needs to be that something larger than you is also supporting that. And maybe there is a larger, vaster universal intelligence that could know better than you. So it's kind of like, it's like two votes. There's you, and then there's something larger. and trusting the universe that maybe it has your back, and maybe the thing that's larger is taking, you could say, your vote into consideration. And if it is in your highest interest, and if it really is from love that you have it, then maybe it will manifest it. If it's not for your highest good, maybe it won't. And highest good doesn't always mean that things feel good. Highest good can mean your greatest development, your greatest evolution, your greatest expansion. It's whatever you need, not what you want. And then ultimately, what we need is the thing that's going to be the most fulfilling. I see a lot of this as almost like a path back to God, or a path back to love, or a path back to kind of reconnecting with something larger than ourselves. And that is what I see as being, you could say, enlightenment or happiness, pure joy, is that reconnection. And when you do have that reconnection, you can create from a really powerful space, actually. So, some questions to ask yourself are, how much did you cooperate with larger forces and a higher power when you're trying to manifest or attract something? How much did you try to impose or force your own will in sort of this fearful or anxiety-ridden, stressed way? And so maybe the truest expression, expansion of the things we want is working with something larger than ourselves. You could call that God, the universe, pure love, but it's working with it, having a relationship with it, a connection. Not just thinking it's all about me and trying to impose your own will and fight all the time, which is very stressful, by the way. Maybe things could be easier than you realize. So, what if this higher power has its own desire and it wants to connect with you and for you to feel fearless? So, it's not about the human self dominating and getting everything it wants like a child asking Santa Claus for gifts. It's actually limited. That's actually the thing, this higher power wants actually more for us than that. A lot more. So, the law of attraction, it really can take care of everything you need. You just need to allow yourself to allow things to flow into your life. So, it's more about the attraction of your soul and soul self. It is the needs, desires, and expression of consciousness. And it means expanding beyond your small human self. Your small human self is temporary and it tends to try to dominate and tends to get stuck in fear. Part of this is because when we are in our small self, well, it can be scary. Our small self is fragile, it can get hurt, it can get destroyed. But when we let go of this small ego and small self, we feel kind of invincible. We don't feel afraid. And your consciousness, it wants to be connected to all that is, to life, to celebrate life, experience love, and fully express creation beyond what you can imagine. So it is the expression of God's energy in human form, sort of that marriage of your own energy with a larger life force energy, that combination. Oh my gosh, is that powerful? So it's, again, the law of attraction, it's not about getting everything we think we want from that small ego eye. It's about what our soul and consciousness wants, and getting the ego out of the way, or with compassion and love, allowing the ego to stop fighting and to trust in something besides self. So sometimes the things that are meant for you, they are magnetized to you and they choose you. And I hear this from people. I was just having this conversation with a client yesterday. Like, why do I love this person? Why am I drawn to this person? You know, there's all these things I don't even like about them. And these other people that are better, I just don't love them. And I'm like, well, maybe love chooses you. Maybe there's something bigger going on here. You know, I've seen this too with jobs and work. Like my mom, she's an artist. I would say being an artist chose her. I don't think she chose it. I'd say for me, being a therapist, it chose me. I didn't choose it. in the sense that there is something bigger going on that comes into your life. So it's not that surrender is giving up and allowing yourself to be walked all over like a doormat and be like, oh, I don't want anything, I don't care. But it is partly about, it works better when you allow and let in and you don't try to block or force your own way, impose your will onto things. So one of the things I've seen is that we really can get in the way with our fear. And people can be afraid and they don't even know it. It's so normal. I would say the greatest blocker to allowing things into your life is fear. And guess when fear is worse? Fear is worse the more you're attached to the small I. And that's because the small I is something that can be destroyed. So if you want to be fearless, meaning totally at peace and love, I highly recommend trying to get beyond the small I and connecting with something greater than yourself. Fear is a symptom of the small ego self or the small I, not the big I, because the big I is indestructible. The small I, the ego, is really focused on the need to protect and fight and effort. But with attraction or magnetization, you could say, you get yourself out of the way and you rest and receive. So instead of saying the law of attraction, maybe we should call it the law of magnetization, that you become this energy of the things you're wanting to come into your world, to magnetize into your world. So if you can become the energy of harmony and peace and trust, those things that express that will come more and more into your life. And it's much easier to manifest and create and attract the things that are going to bring you even more joy and happiness and positivity. So, I hope this made some sense. I've, for better or worse, generally seen this be a bit experiential. That when it happens and people surrender and let go and really connect with something greater than themselves and get their ego out of the way, they're like, I get it. I feel it. I see it. I'm really understanding. Words are just pointers here to this experience. Unfortunately, it's what we got. We got words as tools. So if these words are confusing at all, a really good exercise that I found to be a super powerful teacher is nature. And I don't mean you have to go out in the forest, although that's nice too. But you can go out at night and look at the moon or look at the stars or look at the clouds. Just taking a moment and trying to connect with something greater than yourself. Fantastic practice. I highly recommend. And when you're doing that, if your mind's racing and it's really hard to just be present and feel connected, sometimes deep breathing can really help as well. I have a girl I recommend who's fantastic for breathing exercises. Her name is Caitlin. But deep breathing is really good for calming the nervous system and helping our fear reaction to calm down so we can feel more connected. We can get that ego self out of the way. We can have that experience of getting beyond the small self. And becoming more of a magnet for the things that we are hoping for and wanting. All right. Well, much love to you. And please feel free to reach out to me by email, sarah.spower@gmail.com, or my website, www.drsarahspower.com, or authorsarahspower.com. Right now, I am fully booked. I wish I could take on more people, but at the moment I cannot take on more clients. But I'm trying to get a group program created, or I'm in the process of that, and that will be focused on happiness using a whole bunch of the tools that I do use with clients. If you do want to work with me individually, totally reach out. It's just it might be some months, like the summer, maybe. 3, 4 months down the line before I'm able to get UM, but I'd love to help and support you as best I can. All right, and I can be easily reached through my website. Okay, well, much love, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and week, and sending you so much love and peace and blessings. Okay, have a wonderful day.